Oops, UN's WHO chief was in Yemen airport hit by Israel attack on Houthis. By Joel B. Polak on December 26, 2024. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Director General of the World Health Organization, WHO, was in the international airport in Sana'a, Yemen, on Thursday when it was attacked by the Israel Air Force, IAF. As Breitbart News reported, Israel launched its fourth and most ambitious counterattack against the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels who have been launching missiles and drones at Israel and international shipping since last October. The BBC reported. Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, was in Sana'a Airport at the time of the attack. He says, "As we were about to board our flight from Sana'a, about 2 hours ago, the airport came under aerial bombardment. One of our plane's crew members was injured. At least two people were reported killed at the airport." He later added, "My UN and WHO colleagues and I are safe." The WHO and its director came under intense criticism for their failure to stop the spread of the coronavirus in 2019 and 2020, especially after the organization ignored information from Taiwan, which is excluded, and instead amplified erroneous claims by China in mid-January 2020 that the virus showed no ability to spread among humans. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.